everyone, and welcome. You're listening to episode one of our podcast, Daily Struggle, and my name is Cassie, and these are my co-hosts, Noe.
Hi.
And Natasha.
Hello.
And in this podcast, we got an important topic we would like to talk to you about, and that is how to become the best version of yourself. You will get insights on achieving your goals and becoming an overall better and happier you. It will take different steps to get there, and it will not be easy, but we are here to give you some tips so that loving yourself and your life becomes easier. Make sure to subscribe to our Instagram page and our podcast on iTunes and Spotify to stay updated.
Trust me, you'll want to keep listening and write everything down, because this will not only help you grow into a completely different person, but also will help you to communicate better and understand your position in life and who you want to become, at least in my opinion.
And it's crazy. A few years ago, I never even thought about these things, like mental strength, mental growth, and self-reflection.
That's right, me neither.
And now everybody's talking about it.
Exactly. This mental change can affect every aspect of your life in such a positive way. You will wonder why you didn't strive for it before. For me, it's important that you know you will never be done growing and learning. You will always have to try to evolve and become better. Because nobody is perfect, but we damn sure will try to get close to it. That's what changed my perception of my situation in life.
That's right. It's a never-ending process. You gotta start by taking a first step to evolve, change, grow, and learn and become literally the best version of yourself. Maybe you don't get near to perfect, but every step you take will be worth it. So, Noe, what do you think is the best way to start?
For me, the first real step to become the best version of yourself is to self-reflect. And I don't mean to talk yourself down, but to understand everything that you ever did and what you want to change about and try to do better next time.
So self-awareness is the key, in your opinion?
Yes. For me, that's the most important step, because it helps to become more responsible for your own action.
Yeah, I totally agree. Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility, and your responsibility alone. And as long as we're pointing the finger and stuck at whose fault something is, we're jammed and trapped into victim mode. And when we're in victim mode, you're stuck in suffering.
Exactly. The road to power is taking responsibility. Your heart, your life, and your happiness is your responsibility alone.
I read a quote somewhere, I can't remember from whom, but it said, if you don't heal from what hurt you, you will bleed on people that didn't cut you. And I think that's so true. To move forward, you have to accept, but also learn from your past.
True.
I always try to imagine life as a game with different levels. That helped me understand tough experiences and challenges I had to face. So just imagine, each level has their challenges you have to complete and move on from. And if you don't learn from one challenge, you can't move to the next one. So you will fail and fail again until you really sit back and reflect on the situation.
Yes, that's a good way to imagine it. I can picture it.
And once you've figured out all your own missteps, you will be able to complete that challenge and finally move on to the next one. And if you don't complete a challenge, it will always come back in different ways, but with the same lesson. And until that lesson is learned, you will not be able to grow into the next level.
Okay. So that's step one. But what's next?
Let me think. What's the primary intent to have an update of ourselves? It's to be able to work stronger, harder, be wiser, and more aware of what you want and you don't want. It's to be able to work stronger, harder, be wiser, and more aware of what you want and not want. So you have to keep negativity away and only surround you with positivity. Surrounding yourself with positive people. That's the second important step to become the best version of yourself. If you have people around you that are negative and don't really care about anything, then they will only drag you down.
Yeah, those are the people that don't grow to the next level.
And to become better, you need to surround yourself with better. No, that doesn't mean you should go and drop every friend who has a bad mood sometimes or their own struggles. But stick to people who give you a good feeling when you're around them, who lift you up and are happy for your happiness.
Alright, so you think surrounding yourself with positive people will motivate you?
Yes, that's the point.
So let's see. We have self-reflection to improve your actions and positive people to keep you motivated. What else is important to become the best version of yourself?
I think the third step is to step out of your comfort zone. You will not become the best version of yourself if you just conquer the challenges life throws at you. No, you have to go out and find more challenges and test yourself even more to become your best self. If you don't, you will just be a mediocre self. Of course, that's not bad, but obviously also not that great and not what we strive for.
Yeah, you're right. Leave your comfort zone is challenging, but by putting yourself out there and exploring your capability, you will be able to achieve something everyone else thought would be impossible.
So, let's repeat the steps to remember. Self-reflect, surrounding yourself with positive people, and to step out of your comfort zone. If you use these things in your daily or weekly routine, you will notice your life changing in an instant. Just keep faith in your own abilities and remember that making mistakes or being unsure is perfectly fine too. You don't have to rush through situations. Just take your time. Life is there for you to enjoy. Don't stress yourself over details that may drag you down. Calm down, have fun, and enjoy yourself, because ultimately, that's what life is about.
Yes, I think that pretty much wraps up our point. We hope you found these tips helpful and treat us a daily struggle what you think or if you have any more tips.
And thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Spotify to stay updated. We hope you enjoyed the first episode of The Daily Struggle with me, Cassie, my co-host Noe, and Natasha. And we hope you tune in next week again. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.